Uvalde parents speak out. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and they are angry.
No more good old boy system here. Times changed.
Given the school board an earful last night after the new report into the May 24th school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, it detailed systemic failures in the law enforcement response with 376 officers there.
Not one was man enough to go in there 77 minutes. 77 minutes.
That's how long the gunman was in a classroom before he was finally shot and killed after murdering 19 students and teachers. They'll keep trying to seat a jury today to put Steve Bannon on trial, the ex-Trump White House advisor charged with contempt of Congress for not cooperating with a Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. Bannon now wants to testify.
I think we'd have been more productive if we'd been on Capitol Hill in front of open mics addressing the nation.
Bannon calls the committee's public hearings nonsense, a show trial. The next one will be Thursday night. The polls are just opening now in Maryland, where it's primary day with a key Republican race for governor. Kelly Schultz is backed by outgoing GOP Governor Larry Hogan and faces former President Trump's choice, Dan Cox.
Even though Democrats far outnumber Republicans in the state, Hogan has served two terms. The Democratic Governors Association has spent more than $1 million highlighting Cox, as they've done in other races around the country, spending money on ads for the Trump-endorsed candidate.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Gas is 2 cents cheaper this morning. It's now fallen 35 straight days, down 52 cents from the record high. It's a hot July day in a lot of places. Heat advisories or excessive heat warnings from California to the Northeast. In Texas, some areas could hit 112 degrees. It's also hit triple digits again where they aren't used to it. Britain just hit an all-time high of 102.
We've been here for 25 years and we've never known heat like this yet.
And it'll be even hotter in Spain, Portugal, and France, where they're dealing with destructive wildfires. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Russia keeps bombarding Ukraine as Ukraine's president keeps trying to root out those he calls traitors from his government. Volodymyr Zelensky has suspended 28 more officials a day after he fired two senior security service leaders for harboring those collaborating with Russia. Ukraine's first lady is here.
The wife of Ukraine's President Zelensky, Olena Zelenska, is on a high-profile tour of Washington. She met with Secretary of State Antony Blinken Monday. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
He ultimately reiterated that we remain committed to helping the people of Ukraine recover, to helping them rebuild.
Price also said Ukraine's first lady has a tremendous mental health initiative for citizens affected by the war. Today, Zelenska meets with First Lady Jill Biden at the White House, where the two are expected to hold a bilateral meeting. Wednesday, she gives a speech to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, is going to Iran today for talks. Turkey's president will be there, too, urging Putin to allow more grain exports from Russia. Blockade's been causing global shortages. On Wall Street, stocks could bounce back. Dow futures up about 200 points. There's a new home run champion in baseball. Washington Nationals star Juan Soto won the Derby.
After ousting 42-year-old Cardinals first baseman Albert Pujols in the semifinals, Soto got by Seattle's Julio Rodriguez, 19-18. For the title.
It feels tiring, first of all, but it feels amazing, you know, just the hard work I put in and everything. It just felt amazing.
It's courtesy ESPN. Soto ended the night with 53 homers. Rodriguez belted 81 in three rounds, but fell one short in the final. New York Mets slugger Pete Alonso was denied in his quest for a third straight championship. He lost to Rodriguez 31-24 in the semifinals. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
Tonight it's the Major League All-Star Game in L.A. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.